with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And we're back. It's almost like we never really left. 636 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in here as well. And we're about to talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about the weather that rolled through last night and the weather we have coming through this week. But just want to let everybody know you weren't hearing wrong. We have been off the air for the first 30 minutes here. Thank you to our guy who went out there and took care of it for us. But we are back on the air now and everything appears to be working fine. And
I think it's important to recognize that radio has Monday mornings as well. Yes. So we're back, and we're how fitting that we start with Dr. Bill, because that rain, those thunderstorms, that lightning last night, Dr. Bill, good morning. That was quite an action-packed weather evening.
Yeah, Kelly, this is just the beginning, because in the forecast now, we've got quite a few thunderstorms today and even more for tomorrow and also Wednesday. We've got an upper air weather system that's going to stay right over the eastern half of the nation, and that's going to make the condition very favorable for a lot of thunderstorm activity here along the Gulf Coast. One good thing, it's going to keep the temperature down a bit, but of course it will remain very, very humid. Today I look for partly cloudy skies with a few scattered thunderstorms. Already have some activity over southern Baldwin County coming in off of the southern portion of the bay in the Gulf of Mexico. With some sunshine today, we'll get up around 92 degrees for this afternoon. Now tonight, there's still some thunderstorms around in the evening, and even after midnight, we could see some thunderstorm activity. And then tomorrow, an increase in the number of thunderstorms. So we'll call a shower then thunderstorms for tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. Wednesday, same thing. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s, and then even Thursday, with numerous showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 80s. We get into Friday and over the weekend, we start to get back to normal with high pressure building over us. Fewer thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, Friday upper 80s, and then we'll get back into the low 90s over the weekend with mainly afternoon thunderstorms.
So it's a week when you need to bring, go ahead and bring the rain boots to work, maybe an umbrella, definitely a rain jacket, because we're going to get rain the rest of the week, kind of like yesterday, last night, but bunch of storms rolling through.
Yeah, and it's not just tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. It's not just afternoon thunderstorms, but you'll find some also in the morning. So we'll get a workout as far as rainfall activity this week.
And since it is hurricane season, Dr. Bill, what you seeing out there in the tropics?
You know, we're doing really quite good at this time. Here we are now within a day or so of moving into August, and it's quiet across the Gulf and the Caribbean. And even in the tropical Atlantic, it looks good. There's a tropical wave just off the coast of Africa. We're not looking for any development at this time.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back in with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every single hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, except on the morning shows. We play him five times an hour. That way you know what to look forward to for the rest of your day. Coming up, we'll have Kelly Finley in your Monday morning news headlines. I've got your sports coming up, but right now let's check the ride in. Here's Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers on the scene of an accident, Cheyenne Parkway and Sioux Circle in 8 Mile. Two cars involved, no injuries. Also cleaning up the accident here at Dunlap and Atsco Road right in front of Austell. As we've got light traffic for now across the Bayway and the Causeway, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, accident-free conditions continue in that area. You know, if your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And at Bama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. And they have a larger selection than the big box stores and better pricing with quicker estimates and installation, too. You can see them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
642 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio as well. Sean Sullivan will be back before you know it on this. getting near the end of summer. I guess school's coming up very, very soon.
That's right. Next week for some of us.
It flies by for the kiddos. Actually, I think summer lasts forever for kids, or at least it seems like it'll last forever when school finally lets out. But as an adult, I'm like, 8 weeks, 9 weeks? That summer is really, really short.
Life is good for those little people who do not have to pay bills. Let's be real.
That's where the change happened. When I started having to pay bills, that's right. When everything shifted. 76 degrees outside the FM Talk studio. Let's check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Yeah, when you start saying FICA, yeah, you know it's all business. Thanks, Dalton. Good morning, 6:43 this morning. We're talking about, of course, the weather. Just spoke to Dr. Bill. And understanding all the storms that impacted our community, our city, our counties. And I'm on the Twitter feed of Alabama Power. I want to tell you what they were doing yesterday. Their first tweet, they said, at 5:30, we continue working to restore power to about 700 in our area this morning. Thanks for your patience. At 10 a.m., this is yesterday, we are down to 500 area outages and continue our work. Power will be restored to everyone in the area by the end of the day today. Thanks for your patience. And the last tweet, at 1:30 yesterday, local outages number 100 with most in Bruton and Thomasville. We continue our work and appreciate the patience. So if you do have questions about power outages, you can call 1-800-888-2726, or you can tweet at Alabama Power. And they also, Dalton, have a customer service line, 1-800-245-2244. So if you have questions, they will help you out. And electricity is one of those deals. Power is one of those deals. You really appreciate it when you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're probably not making coffee right now.
Mm-mm. No, and that's something you absolutely need on a Monday morning.
Or you wake up and your phone in charge.
Then you're in real trouble.
No worries, though. We got you hooked up. We have all your information you need to know throughout the day, so we'll keep you posted on that front. And then also this, while the July 11th primary runoff election has happened and votes have been counted, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill and his office are right now taking a closer look into absentee voting irregularities involving even more counties. Secretary of State said that Wilcox and Perry counties, initially named last week in a state investigation into potential absentee voter fraud, may be joined by even more counties. Here's a quote. Secretary of State says, "We started with those two, but we're not ending with those two. This, as some of the state's smallest, less affluent counties saw a spike in voter turnout, some of those numbers tripling the entire state turnout. Both counties are a majority African-American, and they typically cast Democratic ballots. Merrill said the turnout surge is attributed to a spike in absentee balloting. In Wilcox County, they had 44.4% turnout to vote." Wow, okay. So the Democratic contest for probate judge drew a little more than 4,000 votes. Perry County saw 36.35%.
Wow.
That's a big deal. So Perry and Wilcox County each have around 10,000 residents. So we'll keep you posted on that one. Other Black Belt counties saw a turnout in their votes, their spike in those votes. Dallas County, 34.4%. Macon County, 21.95%. So this is something the Secretary of State is taking a closer look. And you may wonder, well, why does this matter? Because November 6th is a general election. So more votes will be counted then. And they want to make sure everything is on the up and up. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And yeah, if you're looking at like a map of those turnout numbers, it is irregular. It's something that sticks out with the rest of the state combining for right around 12% turnout. And then, of course, here in Mobile, 9%, 15% in Baldwin County. So those numbers, very big and very much different from the rest of the state.
Yeah, because looking at one more number for you, in Perry County, you had a contest that saw 2,982 votes cast on the Democratic side, only 200 votes cast on the Republican.
Very, very odd, and they are going to look into that a little bit, which is the job of the Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
So John Merrill on top of it on this Monday. It is Monday. This is FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, and coming up, got your sports news. A guy named Chipper Jones inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was in Cooperstown this weekend. Find out what he said right after this.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. For the first time in South Alabama, candidates in the race for governor will appear at the same event. Governor Kay Ivey and her Democratic challenger Walt Maddox will both speak to sheriffs from around the state at Perdido Beach Resort in Orange Beach this morning. Maddox made headlines last week when he challenged Ivey to four debates. Ivey responded, declining to debate, and instead saying Maddox should just debate himself. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne will host a town hall meeting in Jackson today. It's this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Silipta Fire Department on Crest Road. Byrne will host several town halls through August 22nd across the 1st Congressional District. Pensacola police are investigating a homicide outside a local bar. Deputies responded to a shooting at Sleepy Hollow Lounge in Pensacola early Saturday morning. When they arrived, they found the victim shot to death outside. As of now, there have been no arrests. The name of the victim has not been released. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-2222. 8439.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, the few accidents we've had now move down the roadway. Steady ride so far as traffic from Airport and Dolphin at 65. Already got some radar in that area, so watch your speed. Old Shell, Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Forest Hill. Also, as you're traveling down from University Boulevard near Airport, you've got some more radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing, a name you can trust serving Mobile and Baldwin County with premium and affordable roofs that provide lasting protection. They offer everything from roof replacement to roof repair. They also offer insurance assistance. See them at Jubilee Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In minor league baseball, Sunday's game between the Mobile Bay Bears and Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp was postponed until today because of yesterday's inclement weather. The game was suspended in the bottom of the first inning and will resume today beginning at 5 p.m. Monday's originally scheduled game will now be 7 innings long and will begin 30 minutes following the conclusion of Game 1. On Friday, the Bay Bears won their third in a row against the Mississippi Braves to take that series 3-2. And on Saturday, in the home series opener against Jacksonville, Mobile lost 7-4. In the major leagues, Atlanta Braves pitcher Sean Newcomb came within one strike of pitching the first no-hitter by the Atlanta Braves since 1994, but he was denied in just about the worst way. He was denied when LA Dodgers' Chris Taylor hit a single in a 2-2 count with two outs in the ninth inning.
Another 2-2. It's a base hit. So Chris Taylor on a 2-2 count with a clean single past a diving Johan Camargo spoils the no-hit bid of Sean Newcomb.
Newcomb left the field after that hit, but he still got the win as the Braves beat LA 4-1. Also over the weekend, the Baseball Hall of Fame inducted six new players to Cooperstown, New York. Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Trevor Hoffman, Jack Morris, Jim Thome, and Alan Trammell were all enshrined Sunday in Cooperstown, New York.
Oh my goodness, Trammell played for the Tigers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great class right there. Some really good guys. Atlanta Braves great Chipper Jones, he spoke about his love for Braves fans.
You are the fans I imagined in my head playing in the backyard all those years ago. You're why I love coming to the plate with the game on the line. Crazy Train blaring in the background, and why I wanted so badly to come through for you.
I spent many a childhood day watching the Atlanta Braves and Chipper Jones.
Well, not only is he the man for winning that, illustrious award, mm-hmm. the fact that his wife did not have that baby at that event. She was due to have her baby, second baby, any day now.
Ready to pop, and she was there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Jones retired as an 8-time All-Star. Maybe one of his kids will be an 8-time All-Star in due time.
They said they're going to name the baby Cooper.
Oh, that's perfect. I like it. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Daniel Suarez and Alex Bowman in an overtime finish to win Sunday's Cup race at Pocono. It was Busch's sixth win of the season, tying him with Kevin Harvick. And on the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson dominated Sunday's final round to win the RBC Canadian Open at 23 under par. 6:54 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 1065.
.656 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in as well. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. This segment of Mobile Mornings presented by the original Oyster House. If you haven't heard of the original Oyster House, well, let me tell you about them. They're an amazing Gulf seafood restaurant that I personally love. I think a lot of people agree with me around here. They've been around since 1983. That's when they opened the original Oyster House down in Gulf Shores, and that location did so well, they decided to go ahead and open up another one on the Mobile Bay Causeway. And something really cool about the original Oyster House on the Causeway, they have a spot where you can pull your boat up out back. So maybe after a long day on the water, been out there fishing or hanging out with family, you can stop in and have some tasty food and some cool drinks. And if you're trying to eat a little bit healthier like I am, they have a fully stocked and fully fresh salad bar along with some really good and healthy seafood options. You won't even realize that it's still healthy for you. That's how good their seafood is here. And the original Oyster House, they once again have two locations, right here in Mobile on the Causeway and in Gulf Shores at the foot of Highway 59. Check them out and the menu online at originaloysterhouse.com. That way you can show up with a plan. You're not wasting time at the original Oyster House trying to figure out what you want to eat. You'll have it planned out before you head in. 657 on FM Talk 106.5. More Mobile Mornings coming on the way. Kelly Finley has your Monday morning news headlines. I've got your sports. Kane has your traffic, and Dr. Bill has your weather all coming up.